This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of December 24th, 2017. In Canada, the Trudeau government sent a memorandum to Health Canada insisting on a list of seven words that must be included in their upcoming budget, including entitlement, transgender, diversity, evidence-based, science-based, fetus, and vulnerable. The memo said, quote, "Feel free to liberally pepper these terms into your budget. For instance, instead of writing, Canada's aging population presents ongoing challenges to our healthcare system, try writing evidence-based and science-based studies suggest that Canada's aging diverse population present ongoing entitlements to our healthcare system," end quote. This direction is opposite of the Trump administration's recent instructions to the United States Center for Disease Control, prohibiting the use of the same terms. That's right, the CDC here in the United States is now prohibited from using the words entitlement, transgender, diversity, evidence-based, science-based, fetus, and vulnerable. And in Minnesota, the Reverend Gregory Grayton told his congregation last Sunday, quote, "I'm Greg, I'm a Roman Catholic priest, and yes, I am gay," end quote. The priest at the Milwaukee Archdiocese serves as the pastor of St. Bernadette Parish. On Monday, he came out to the rest of the world in a column in the National Catholic Reporter. He received a standing ovation from his parishioners when he made his announcement before the column's publication. Grayton said he was breaking the silence of gay men and the clergy so he could reclaim his own voice. While it is established there are many gay men who serve as priests, it's rare for a priest to come out to his congregation in this way. Grayton shares an estimate in his article that there are between 8,500 and 21,000 gay Catholic priests in the United States. Church theology continues to teach that acting upon homosexuality is a sin. In announcing his identity as a gay man, Grayton chastised the Catholic Church for its stance on homosexuality. He wrote, quote, "By choosing to enforce silence, the institutional church pretends that gay priests and religious do not exist. Because of this, there are no authentic role models of healthy, well-balanced, gay, celibate priests to be an example for those young and old who are struggling to come to terms with their sexual orientation. This only perpetuates the toxic shaming and systematic secrecy," end quote. And here in California, the state is suing a Bakersfield bakery for discriminating against same-sex couples. According to the Bakersfield Californian, the Department of Fair Employment and Housing attempted to block Kathy Miller, the owner of Tastries Bakery, earlier this month, from continuing to deny to serve LGBTQ people with a temporary restraining order. Kern County Superior Court Judge David Lamp refused that attempt, but set a hearing for February 2nd. This could result in Miller having to make wedding cakes for same-sex couples or stop making them altogether. The case is drawing a natural comparison to the one currently being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court, Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.